In May of 2010, he was a 16-year-old 10th grader walking home on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx after a party.
The guy comes out of nowhere and says, I robbed him. And the next thing you know, they put in the couch, man. I don't even know this dude. And then I do 3 years, over 3 years, for something I didn't even do.
Browder's family couldn't make the $10,000 bail on the robbery charges, and he had a legal aid attorney. Browder is now represented by a civil rights law firm.
What was bad about this case?
Pretty much everything. One witness identification from a stranger. No evidence, no property recovered.
Months turned into years. He tried to commit suicide several times.
It was just all balling in my head to the point where I had to just grab my head, like, I can't take it.
He missed his sister's wedding, the birth of his nephew, and so many family events. In January, Browder says he was offered a plea deal after 33 months in jail. He refused.
The judge, she was trying to give me time served, and I wasn't taking it. And she told me if I lose trial, I could get 15 years. Just take the time served, and you go home today if you say you did it. I didn't do it. I'm not saying I did that.
He went back to jail. In June, he was suddenly freed with no explanation.
No apology, no nothing. They just said, oh, case dismissed. Don't worry about nothing. Like, what do you mean don't worry about nothing? I just took over 3 years of my life.
He's now trying to make up for those three high school years he lost, taking courses to get his GED.
I didn't get to go to prom, graduation, nothing. Those are the main years. I'm never going to get those years back. Never.